All right, this is a setting the bar story. Kelly, so if you were to describe this to someone who's never heard it, what would you say?
It's an example of what not to do or situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, I understand not wanting to be caught for something, especially if you've done something bad, right? This is too much. So if you can manage to make it through the day without faking your kidnapping to cover up your affair.
Oh, wow.
Then you're doing okay.
Oh, that's a big double whammy.
Well, what a choice of words.
Well, you know what I mean? I mean, the wife, girlfriend is going to be doubly upset, right?
100%. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is straight out of Australia.
Crikey!
So Paul just wanted to spend the holiday with his other girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
What's the problem with that?
Well, you can't really just ask her, especially if she doesn't know there's another girlfriend. I get it.
So
yeah. It's a pickle.
Paul wanted to spend New Year's Eve away from his girlfriend and with his other girlfriend. So he admitted to a judge. Sorry, spoiler alert. That he concocted a lie claiming that he was kidnapped.
Come on now, that is elaborate.
To hide his affair. So he had texted his girlfriend claiming to be the kidnapper.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Police.
So we're making up some other players in our scenario.
Yeah. So look, this got to the police, obviously. They spent a long time searching for him. And then on January 1st, he was found with his other girlfriend.
New year, new you.
So again, you know, look.
Oh, wow. He couldn't just say, hey, babe, I got to work or something, or just make up a long-lost relative or something that we got to go visit somewhere else and she can't come? Or just break up with her?
I was going to say, or, hey, babe, it's not working between you and me.
Yeah, I like this other girl better.
Yeah, new year, new me, and it doesn't involve you. Bye-bye. You know,
I mean, all of those would have been a much better path to go down.
Nope, but he concocted being kidnapped in order to spend quality time with his other girlfriend. So,
because it sounds like he wants his cake and eat it, too. Like, okay, how do I keep both the girlfriends
right,
but not spend the holidays with one of them?
Yeah, how do I
this
get out
perfect
of
plan.
Spending the holiday with one girlfriend
right,
and be with the other one? Well, I'll just say that I've been kidnapped.
That is a much more logical choice.
Right. So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without faking your own kidnap to cover up your affair, then you're doing okay.
Oh, is he going to jail? Like, how harsh is that there in Australia?
350 hours of community service and a fine.
Okay, well, he's staying out of jail. Maybe he's learned his lesson.
Yeah.
Although I'm guessing he may have been dumped by both ladies.
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, dang it. That's the closure we need.
That is the closure we need. So with that, I would like to just hear, we've done this on the show before, but how did you catch the cheater in your life?
Oh.
I mean,
hopefully it's not as spectacular
right,
as this.
Right, exactly. Otherwise, we probably would have heard about it.
Right.
But yeah, if you have a to catch a cheater story, we'd love to hear that. 502-795-1997.